All right, what's up, everyone? This is Josue on the Martinez Podcast. I have a special guest with me today, a very good friend of mine, Ethan. How are you, man?
Good, man. How you been?
I've been all right, man. I've been just chilling, hanging, battling every single day, bro. You know, making the most out of all the life that we have, bro.
Yeah, man. I feel you. I mean, every day is not a promise. You just got to do what you can every day and just hope that you wake up the next day for another 24.
Yeah, man. So, what you been up to, bro? What are you doing these days?
I mean, I just recently decided that I wasn't gonna go to school anymore, so I'm currently trying to get into real estate, the commercial side of it, and so I'm trying to find the money to get my license and get started with a company or brokerage.
That'd be lit, bro. To be honest, that'd be lit as fuck.
Yeah, so, like, I've been meeting with members of my work and stuff like that. Like, and I've got a couple of things lined up. Some guys say they can help me and stuff, so.
Hell yeah. And I think it's not that hard to get your license for real estate, huh? It's like you guys just got to take, like, a course or something like that?
Yeah, so you take, like 6 courses or whatever. And some of my college classes may be able to count towards that stuff, so it wouldn't take as long. And then you take an exam. So you can go, like, you can do it basically as fast as you want. So I can do it in 2 weeks if I wanted to, or dang, I can do it in a month. I could do it in 6 months. It really just depends on how you learn, what you do, how long it takes you to pass your test, stuff like that.
But that's crazy. I have a friend. I don't know if you ever met him. His name's Joseph. He does Uber now. But he told me a long time ago, man. He's like, I'm looking to get into real estate, yada yada, and he's like, bro, it's super easy. He's like, it's not easy in the sense of, like, having to go out and go sell stuff, mm-hmm. but, like, to get all the legal stuff ready for you to be able to go out and do that. And he's like, bro, he's like, I only gotta take, like, a couple courses, man, to get my license, and I'm good to go. He's like, and right now is a very good time, actually, to get into real estate, man, because
Dallas is hot right now. Toyota just moved here.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they did.
Yeah, Toyota just moved here. There's another, I can't remember who it was. They just moved here. The PGA headquarters is about to move from Florida to Frisco. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Bro, I did not know that, bro.
Yeah, so it's a lot of shit about to come in, man. A lot of shit.
That's
and with California and all these other states that have state income taxes and stuff like that, and Texas being as cheap as it already is, you know, because you can spend $1 million in California on a house and not get shit, but you spend $1 million on a house here, you won't be living nice.
Yeah, we were just discussing about this yesterday, actually. We were discussing about how, like, all these California people are coming down to Texas, and I'm sure they're seeking, you know, a cheaper life than what they have over there, because I've been to California. Chris, he lived in California for a while, and it's expensive, man. It's not a cheap it's not something that if you live here and you go to California, it's gonna be a huge adjustment for you.
Yeah,
because everything's so expensive. Gas is almost $4 over there.
Yeah, the state income tax, all that shit.
And yes, you get paid a higher you know, at work you get paid more than what you do here, but it's kind of the same thing. Everything's expensive, so I mean they kind of have to pay you a little bit more.
Yeah, but when you adjust it, it's all the same. It all equates the same.
It's the same thing as if you would live here.
Yeah.
And I feel like these California people, they're coming over here because they think it's cheaper. But I feel like in the next 10 to 15 years, man, it's just gonna be just as expensive as it is in California. I mean, you don't find a home here anymore for under $250,000, man.
Yeah.
You don't really. Unless it's just like a shitty home or something, or like just a simple home, but.
But I mean, the real estate market's been on the up and up for about 7-8 years now, and you know, experts have been coming out and saying that they don't think it's going to go down for at least another 5-10, as long as 15 years. So homes aren't going to be cheap anytime soon. So
yeah,
I think I would agree with you on that.
There's townhomes that I've been actually looking at. Just to look at, you know, just to have an idea of what the price range for these are. Over there by 75, by that Target.
Yeah.
Those townhomes over there are like $400K. And it's just a townhome, dude.
Yeah.
Like, it's You know, they're also, obviously, those townhomes are beautiful. They're like three stories with the freaking rooftop that you can actually go on and like cook out and stuff. But they're like 400 plus. And you think about it and you're like, it would be a good idea if you bought one because at the end of the day, you own it. If you, once you finish paying it off, it's not like an apartment where you're just paying rent every single month and you're just basically throwing your money to the trash. But still, like, 400K for a townhome is, it's not ideal for a middle-class person, you know? Like, that's not what you, or middle-class person, nevertheless, a lower-class person would look for. So it's really tough. I also heard, my mom was telling me that apparently they're raising people's taxes on their homes.
Yeah.
Like, here, in order for, like, so, like, the lower-income people could just get out. And that way they can start building
better homes here. They're either doing that or they're just buying out the properties and bulldozing them and build something up in replace of it.
But to be honest, that's not a bad idea, man. I mean,
no, I mean, I think it is kind of fucked, but I do agree with it at the same time because there's a lot of places that need that improvement.
Yeah, true. That is very true. There's a lot of poor homes, and this, at least in the East Dallas area, there's a lot of very poor homes. I feel like they could do a lot better job with, especially downtown being down the street.
Yeah, you know, like, yeah, downtown, Deep Ellum, all that stuff.
But I mean, I'm happy with how it's looking. Obviously, we don't have a problem because our home's still up and well. It's only been here for like 16 years.
Yeah,
It's still and kind of a new home.
Yeah,
not that new, right? But it's still standing up on ice and everything, so it's not new
in the sense of how old everything in Dallas is.
Right, yeah, and I feel like Dallas, man, right now is just trying to rebrand so much around the city that it's like they're just trying to rebrand Dallas. Period, you know.
Yeah, but Dallas is always going to be what it's always been, and that's a low key city. And when I say low key, I mean you could be from, I don't know, let's say Miami, and you say, oh, I got to go to Dallas for business. Your girl's gonna be like, all right, cool, have fun, be safe.
True.
But if you go to, you say you're gonna go to LA, San Diego, New York, Tallahassee, wherever, you know, your girl's gonna be like, all right, don't do nothing stupid, don't this and that, you know what I mean? Like, not only that, but from what I've heard, Dallas is the only place with strip clubs is BYOB.
Yo. I don't know anything about strip clubs, bro. I don't know what those are, bro. But yeah, man. Listen, I'm glad, dude, that you found something that you know you could be passionate about, and not everyone has to take the school route. You know, like not everybody has to go to school. Maybe it is a good idea. I encourage people to go to school, but I mean, to get to the top, you don't always need school.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And if you can find a way for you to go around that, then man, you know, more power to you, bro. I'm glad that you picked up that. I mean, that's a freaking great field to get into right now, man.
Yeah,
that's,
man. And
that shit is growing.
And then exactly, like, it's hot. It's hot. It's going to be hot no matter where you go. Even in the down years, there's always going to be people looking to buy houses. Dang. So.
Yeah, man. It's funny because I was just watching, you know that movie on Netflix, The Founder? It's like about the McDonald's, dude.
Nah.
So, the CEOs of McDonald's at first were two brothers, right?
Yeah.
And they were afraid to franchise their restaurant. So they did. So what this guy, this other dude that used to sell like milkshake, like he used to sell like little machines to like for milkshakes and shit. And he couldn't catch a break. And he met these dudes because McDonald's wanted to be able to prepare milkshakes pretty fast.
Yeah.
And they wanted to prepare a couple of them pretty fast. So they hit him up for like 8 or 9 machines or something like that, and he was surprised because nobody was buying off him.
Yeah.
So he was like, "All right, I'll go sell whatever." And he started seeing what the two brothers had started. They had started a fast food restaurant with a system where they could get the food out in a minute or less. So for them back then, that was crazy because all the drive-ins and shit were like really bad. Like they took forever with your food, and a bunch of hooligans were just. They're just, you know, fucking shut up. But anyway, what this guy did, man, he's like, I'll help you franchise, you know, McDonald's. The guys were like, no, we already tried that. Every single time that we did it, we would visit the place and they wouldn't be up to our standards. Like, they'd be selling burritos at a different location. Like, that's not what we're about. So they didn't want to franchise whatever. Eventually, this guy got them to franchise. And he opened up so many McDonald's, but he wasn't making a single penny out of it because, like...
Spread himself too thin.
Yeah, the guy got other people to invest in it and opened up a McDonald's. And for the first McDonald's that he opened, he put his house on to... He like, basically gave the house to the bank and was like, if I don't give you the money that you're loaning me, obviously you're going to take my house away from me. So he put up his house for that first location. Bro. Yeah, and he had a wife, bro. And he wasn't making any money or anything. And he went to the bank and he told the guy, he's like, I told you not to call my house because his wife found out that he had put the house on the loan or whatever.
Yeah.
So he was pissed or whatever. And then this other dude overheard him, was like, man, you're in the wrong business. He's like, you're in the wrong business. He's like, what you should do is be in the real estate business. He's like, because those McDonald's brothers, they have you under a contract where they only give you a certain amount of percentage, and what you are getting is nothing.
Yeah.
So he's like, but if you're in the real estate business and you own that land and McDonald's is on that land,
yeah,
you're basically fucking them over.
Pretty much.
At that point. Because that land is yours. Everything that happens inside that restaurant is fine. They could deal with it. They could do whatever they want, right? But outside of those walls, everything that happens outside of those walls, it's you are owner.
Yeah.
So there you can be like, all right, well, I want a percentage of this. You know, I want this percentage, blah, blah, blah. You're on my land or anything. If not, then you got to go. And obviously, McDonald's not going to want to go. They want to keep their business, you know? And I was just thinking, like, damn, like, real estate has been one of those fields, man, where it has been consistent throughout a lot of years. You know, it's a very, very good field for you to get into, so.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that sucks, though, is, like, if I get licensed in Texas, let's say I move to Nevada, I got to go through all that bullshit again. It doesn't transfer over. And so that's really the only downside, but I don't see myself leaving Dallas anytime soon.
Dang, but can't you do like can't you get a license where like to where like you can go anywhere and sell shit? Is that a thing, or different
state laws, different all this stuff,
regulations,
so,
and shit.
Yeah, so you gotta go through the classes and learn them.
Yeah, sheesh, that is a lot of shit, bro.
Yeah,
but damn, man, I mean, yeah, bro. I'm glad you're picking that up, bro. That's very cool, actually.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that. I know we've talked a lot about this in the nights before this. What are you getting yourself into? Last time we talked, you know, you were still doing logistics and stuff.
Yeah, man. I'm just still doing my thing, you know, trying to improve every single day, trying to get bigger every single day. We have a project that we want to start working on pretty soon. But we're just waiting for the second party of the business part to close in on that. Hopefully, you can close in on this huge, huge, huge person, man. It's going to bring a lot of revenue in. So
good.
We're crossing fingers for that, man. I'm doing really good. Right now, bro, I've been traveling a lot. I've been...
Yeah, I saw that, man. How was Vegas? How was EDC, man? Dude, tell me about it, man.
Dude, Vegas...
Did you see Zeke?
Bro, I saw he got... not arrested. He got detained.
Yeah.
But to be honest, bro, EDC is one of those things where... fame and all that shit, fame and all that bullshit, it ends, bro. As soon as you're in those campgrounds. And,
yeah, nobody gives a fuck.
All that shit ends. Like, you're not better than the next person beside you. The community for EDM, man, is insanely nice. Obviously, you'll have one or two douchebags who are just, you know, douches, but it's no biggie, you know?
Yeah.
You don't see people fighting. You don't see people talking shit to each other all the time. If somebody's rolling too hard... Bro, the next person will help them or take them to the medical tent or something. Like, you don't even have to know that person. But, yeah, dude, I mean, Vegas was fucking lit, bro. Like,
yeah, man, I saw y'all's penthouse, bro. This shit was...
Yeah, that penthouse,
man,
was...
Man, so I was jealous.
We got there Tuesday night. When we got there, bro, the people who were already there were fucked up. There was a girl half naked, passed out on the couch, bro. I had no idea who the fuck she was. There was, like, six females from Mexico inside that penthouse.
Damn.
We left. They went to the club, bro. Don't even know how we ended up at the club. And at like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, bro, prostitutes came to the freaking pent, bro. We don't even know how the hell they got in there.
What the fuck?
But they were sketchy, bro. They're sketchy as hell.
But like, that shit's legal there, right?
Yeah, but it was sketchy, bro, because they were like hood rats.
Yeah.
They were like, you know, they were trying to fuck for like $50, bro.
Ah, bro, they were trying.
Yeah, they came up to one of my homies and like, "What, you trying to fuck for $50 and that shit?" And like, they were trying to get all of us to fuck, bro. But the reason why I said they were sketchy, bro, is because they just kept walking around the whole penthouse like lurking that shit, bro. So it was like, and we were all fucking fucked up and
like looking for something to steal.
Yeah, we're like, damn, these bitches are about to take our shit, bro. Like, they're here to steal shit, bro. Like,
yeah,
that's what they're here for. Some black dude that they had brought along, bro. I don't even know how this guy knew, like, people from our group or whatever. That black dude brought another black dude who brought the bitches.
Ah, okay.
And the one of the guys fucking passed out on our couch, bro. He passed out on the couch, and we were trying to tell the prostitutes to leave. They went and, like, woke him up and told him to, "Hey, bro, you gotta go." And he got all butt hurt, bro. He got all butt hurt, and he was trying to fight all of us, bro. Like, but to be honest, he was about to get his ass whooped. There was like 6-7 of us against one, bro.
Yeah,
come on,
yeah.
Dog. You're not about to survive that. But yeah, that was the first night, bro. I was like, all right, welcome to Vegas, I guess. You know, like, fuck, shit's already getting wild. Literally the whole week.
Man, I want to go to Vegas so bad, bro.
We were fucked up the whole week, bro.
But, yeah, man, I mean.
Yeah, I stayed up. The first night, bro, I stayed up all the way till the next day at 12, bro. I saw sunrise and everything. Shit was fucking mad crazy. But yeah, man, if you get the chance to go to Vegas, bro, gotta go, man. You gotta go.
Man, I want to go so bad.
It's true, bro. They don't sleep. Vegas doesn't sleep at all. I was surprised to see Zeke there, though. Like,
I mean, I'm not. Off season.
Yeah, but
boy doing whatever he want.
And who would have thought that Zeke likes EDM music?
To be honest,
I feel like he was just there just because, you know.
Just because.
It's like he can and.
Yeah. It's just going
to
tell
like
Zeke
the thing
no.
to do.
Yeah.
But I mean, man, it was fun, man. Yeah, dude, lately just been, you know, leaving Dallas as much as I can, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I'm leaving Dallas in like 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, where you headed, bro?
I'm going to Omaha with a girlfriend, going to the College World Series.
Oh shit, that's lit, dude. Oh yeah, so how's that, bro? How long y'all been actually officially dating now?
Oh man, fuck, what are we in? We in June now?
My man's cuffed up now.
Almost 5 months now, but you know, I've told you the story before. We've been involved now for about 4 years now. A little off and on, but you know, I obviously I'm gonna marry the girl, so.
Yeah, that's dope,
it don't really
dude.
Matter. I mean, neither one of us really care about how long we've been dating. We're just kind of going through it. Like we forget all the time. Like, every month, we're like, oh, fuck. Like, it'll be a week later, we're like, fuck, man. I forgot to tell you, happy anniversary or whatever. We'd be like, oh, fuck, I forgot too.
But that's cool, though. That's cool, though, that you found somebody, bro, who you can actually be yourself around. And,
yeah, man.
And y'all been knowing each other for a while, and, you know. That's really dope, bro.
Yeah, man, we've been rocking it for a while. I mean, it's
my man's off the market now, bro.
Yeah, bro. I mean, it's weird because it's like I got a girl, but I can still do whatever I want. Which like when she was in Rome, I was literally doing whatever I wanted. You know what I mean?
True.
Besides, like obviously, like other women.
True.
And I told her before she came back, I was like, you know, before you come back, whatever, like. Like, I'm gonna want to spend time with you and stuff, obviously, but I don't want to attach you at the hip. And I thought that's exactly what would happen, but nah, like we can see each other 3 days in a row, and then we'll go like a week without seeing each other. Like, we give each other that space, and I think that's important in relationships.
Yeah,
take that time apart.
I feel like sometimes just spending way too much time together can ruin certain things. Yeah. Espera, sí. Estoy haciendo algo. Estoy haciendo algo.
Who's that?
It's my mother. But yeah, man, I feel like a lot of the times just being around each other, sometimes you can get annoying. Sometimes you can.
Yeah.
You catch on to little. Because that's what me and a couple other guys were talking about this the other day. when you spend time with each other, like, a lot, you catch on to little habits. You catch on to, like, little things, dude. Yeah. And you're just, like, sometimes, and not, it's not that it's annoying all the time, but sometimes you just, you take too much time with them that it gets annoying.
100%, you know? Yeah.
But, I mean, that's cool, dude. I mean, shit. I hope you guys actually do get married one day, bro. That'd be dope as fuck. I go over your wedding, bro, get lit as fuck.
Hell yeah.
You'll be drunk as shit with your pops, nigga.
Oh, man, that nigga. That dude, bro.
How's he, bro? How's he doing? How your parents doing, bro?
I mean, they're good. My mom told me to tell you hi. she loves you, you know. Man, I mean, they've been kind of off the shits. You know, my, I mean, for the longest time, I didn't know how I was going to tell my parents, like, I'm not going back to school anymore, this and that, whatever. So I was avoiding them coming home at 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, like, just straight up avoiding them. And, you know, they kind of didn't take it very well. I mean, the conversation was short and sweet, but, you know, they're still doing their thing, though, hosting people over every night, and at least my mom is. My dad, you know, he just goes to sleep on the couch or whatever, but that shit gets annoying, bro. I mean, my room's right above them. I can hear everything. Like, when I was leaving, we had people over.
Dang.
So, I mean, but overall, like, they're good. And not much to talk about. They haven't really been making too many moves lately, so.
You still working at that golf place, bro?
Yeah, man.
I saw a picture you posted, bro. That shit look beautiful, bro. Yeah, the sun, it is. Today was a beautiful day, bro. Today was a beautiful day.
I love that place so much, man.
Yeah, dude. Until fucking 12 o'clock, I got my two joints, bro. Went to the lake. Literally just sparked up, man. It was freaking beautiful, bro. Yeah. And I saw the picture you posted. I was like, damn, like, that shit looked amazing, bro.
Yeah, you couldn't ask for anything more, bro.
I don't know.
Especially, like, this time of year when the sun comes up and the sun goes down. You look like, we got one hole that, it's like, the way the hills come up, it looks like a little saddle, and then it drops down about 50 yards, and then there's, like, trees that wrap around, like, the back side of the view, and there's a clock tower in the back, and the sun goes right down behind it, like, right behind the clock tower, and, like, if you're lucky enough to be there at that time of day, like, that shit's beautiful, especially, oh, man.
Sheesh. Yeah, bro.
But let's talk about the real topic at hand here. The Raps whooping that ass against the Warriors, bro.
Hey, man, to be honest, bro, I didn't think they were going to win last night's game.
Honestly, bro, before it even started, I told Jared Raps in five. Raps in five, bro.
You think they'll still pull it out in five?
Yeah, I mean, KD's out. Clay may or may not play the next game. Iguodala's still not 100%. Even if Klay does play the next game, he's not 100%. You know, if they win this one tomorrow, they'll go back to Toronto up 3-1. So, I think they'll do it. Fred VanVleet's been unreal. Kyle Lowry, you know.
Yeah, man. Sucks. So, last year, VanVleet was trash, bro. He was straight ass.
Yeah.
And this year, he's really showing up. I mean, not just like with against Milwaukee, dude. This series, he's been, he's been hot, dude.
I mean, I think a big chunk of that is with, you know, for what it's worth, is having to not face LeBron anymore. And
true.
And it's not just LeBron shutting down a player like VanVleet, because like VanVleet is good, but he's obviously not a superstar or anything. He shut down D Rose. He shut down. He shut down Steph Curry. He shut down Kevin Durant. He shut down so many guys, and just in his journey to eight straight finals.
Bro, that's, man. But so what? Okay, so do you think KD will be back in the series or not?
Nah, man. I know they're saying calf strain, all this and that stuff, but you can play with the calf strain. I honestly think he tore his Achilles tendon.
You think so?
Yeah. Everybody except for the Warriors is saying he tore it. And Shaq and Charles Barkley both came out and said it's the same injury that ended their careers. And the announcer at the time that KD got injured said, that's the same way that Kobe reacted when he tore his Achilles, and it's. I don't think he's coming back. If he was coming back, he'd been back last series.
I think they said today that he's not clear for game four.
Yeah, he's not. He's going to be out for game four.
He won't be playing that game. So.
If anything, he might, you know, assuming there's a game seven, he might come back for that on limited minutes, but even that's a stretch.
Steph had a hell of a game last night, dude. That shit was fucking crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't watch it because obviously I was in the movie with Molly, but
yeah.
What'd you think about Kyle Lowry getting pushed by the Warriors part owner?
Well, to be honest, bro, I saw today that he only got a year banned and $500,000 fine.
Yeah, I think he should be banned in general and forced to sell his
art. To be honest, that's what I feel. I feel like he should be banned forever. He shouldn't be able to step foot in there anymore. His ownership should be taken away from him because it's like they were saying today on First Take. They were saying, like, you know, that man would have never put his hands on Kyle Lowry if it was outside of that arena.
Oh, and if Kyle Lowry did the same thing to him, like if Kyle Lowry went into his office and shoved him, they'd be wanting him to get arrested.
But I give props to Kyle Lowry, though, for responding the way that he did. You know, he didn't, like...
Well, I mean...
Try to push him back or anything.
Yeah, but what happens if he does respond? He gets suspended for the finals, fined, possibly taken in for assault, because you know how people get sensitive and shit.
But the crazy thing was, bro, he didn't even get touched. Like, he didn't get touched at all. So, like, that dive, there was no reason for him to lean over and actually put his hands on him. Like, there was no reason for that.
I mean, but it's not just him. It's multiple people. It's like fans yelling out racist things to players. It's like, I don't know if you remember the Malice at the Palace with Ron Artest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like that. I mean... That's kind of stuff. Like, you have to stop. Like, you gotta stop it beforehand. You can't just be like, okay, well, you're suspended for the rest of the year, this and that, whatever. With fans, like, no, like, you gotta come down hard. You know what I mean? Because otherwise, you end up with stuff like that. And when you get a guy like Ron Artest,
a lot of people also say, like, well, what about Drake? But Drake, then again, Drake is, he gets paid by the Raptors to sit there and talk crap. He also doesn't put his hands on opposing players.
Yeah, he's just celebrating. He's doing what other players do. And what fans already do it because he's Drake.
And it's also it's Drake.
Yeah,
like, you know, it would be one thing if he was like putting his hands on opponents or anything, but he's not. He's honestly just cheering his team. He's not crossing, you know, the boundaries.
Yeah, and he's friends with guys on the Warriors. It's just true. That's all it is friendly competition.
Yeah, but man, yeah, that guy, man. I want to know what he told him. I want to know what he said to him.
Yeah, man, I have no idea.
But I mean, obviously it couldn't have been anything nice, but I just want to know, like, what did he tell him?
Like, what were the specifics? Down?
Yeah. Because to be honest, bro, like, if he said some, like, real racist shit, like, dude, like, you got to get him out of there, man. But to be honest, I feel like Kyle Lowry could have also just, in that moment, I feel like he could have just been like, you know what? Nah, we're not going to continue playing until they get him out of here. Like, y'all need to get him out of here.
Yeah, but
because he could have done that.
Yeah, but at the same time, you're not really thinking about it because I don't know if I don't know if necessarily he has the power to do that. Two, if he even said anything to Kyle Lowry, it could have just been the shove. As far as I know, it was just a shove.
Well, it looked like he leaned in and like mouthed him off for a little couple things.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I feel like he should be banned for life. He shouldn't be able to return.
I think players need to be a little more protected from fans and stuff like that. Like maybe not let fans sit as close. You know what I mean?
Because I feel like this 1 year ban and $500K is just like a little slap on the wrist for him. Because what's $500K for him?
Yeah,
it's
still a lot of money.
That's half a mil, but
it's.
I mean, he's probably gonna make that back pretty fast.
He'll make that back just off ticket sales the next game.
He'll probably make that back by just selling the spot. Yeah. I don't know, man. That punishment, I feel, seems too light for me.
Yeah. Especially when the Warriors have had repeat offenders.
True. But yeah, man, I hope the Raptors do win that series. I actually really do hope they win that.
I hate the Warriors for two reasons. One, when they win, you know, they showboat, they start shimmying, they throw it up and just run away before it even goes in, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But when they lose, they want to cry and bitch and moan about everything.
I just can't. To be honest, they are a very good team. They have great pieces everywhere you look on that team. I mean,
they're one of the top franchises of all time.
But man, it gets to a point where like, dang, I don't want to keep seeing this same team win over and over and over.
Yeah.
Like, can somebody please give them competition? You know, like that's what you want to see. I don't know.
I'm glad the Raptors are doing it, injuries or not.
So, Kawhi leaves or he stays?
Kawhi stays. I think Kawhi stays. Kyrie leaves. Goes to either New York or Brooklyn. He, no matter what, he's going to be up there. He's going to be in that area. KD leaves. I think Clay stays. Draymond leaves. You can draft another Draymond. No problem.
But Draymond's the heart and soul of that team, though.
Not necessarily. I mean, you got Steph. You got Clay.
Yeah, but Draymond's that piece. He's that piece that gets everybody going. Like, even sometimes when they lose. But again, though,
you can draft that.
When they lose, he'll be like, all right, we'll get that back. We'll get that. Everybody else be hanging their heads.
Yeah.
And he be like that person that gets them going. The like,
motivation. Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know.
Free agency is going to be very, very interesting this year. I don't think the Pelicans are going to trade away Anthony Davis.
I don't think they should.
Not with them getting Zion number one overall. I mean, the Knicks have two max slots, so I think they're going to try and press for KD and Kyrie. I think Kemba and or Chris Middleton come to Dallas.
I hope so.
Man, I've got so many different things that I'm looking at on there. Just in general, just moves around the NBA.
I really hope the Mavs do pick up some really good pieces, man.
Yeah, but I think if Kawhi leaves, I think he goes to L.A., to the Lakers.
The Clippers?
No, or the Lakers? To the Lakers.
Wow, you really think he'll go to the Lakers?
Yeah, I think so. Just to go play with LeBron, just because I think LeBron's recruiting very heavy. And with the Rockets allowing guys on trade, everybody except for James Harden, I could see them trading away Lonzo Ball or something like that and bringing in Chris Paul. Because I think Chris Paul does want to play with LeBron, considering they're basically best friends.
Yeah, but I don't know if it would be such a good idea to get rid of Lonzo, man. Lonzo's going to be great, dude.
No, yeah, I understand. I understand that, but with the situation they're in with LeBron, they're in a win now situation. You know what I mean?
True, yeah, because his time is limited.
Yeah.
He's got at least two good years left.
Yeah, I mean, he's only going to stay in to play maybe 1 or 2 years with his son, Bronny, and then he's out.
Dang, dude. Wow, that'd be insane, bro, to see Bronny and him go at it.
I mean, that makes me feel old as fuck, though, because growing up, I saw him playing with, like, Zydrunas Ilgauskas on the Cavs and stuff, and now you're like, oh, he's about to play with his son,
his kid.
Yeah,
it's like, fuck, that's crazy, man. So you think LeBron will win a championship with the Lakers or not?
Yes. It may not be on his current contract, but he'll sign an extension and he'll win one.
Dang.
It just depends on how well he can recruit and how well they can draft, especially with the Lakers having the fourth overall pick this year.
Mm-hmm. They got the fourth.
I think it's the fourth, but they got $46 million cap room.
Yeah, they got enough money to get two stars.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting. I think if Kemba chooses not to stay in Charlotte, you know, even though he's eligible for the $200 million Supermax, I could see him making a push towards L.A. I'd love to see him and LeBron next to each other. Because Kemba's a superstar. He just gets overlooked because of how bad the Hornets are.
Yeah, he's in Charlotte, dude. Aside from being under Jordan, I mean,
Jordan was a great player, obviously top two all time, but not the best owner, not the best general manager.
Yeah. Well, they're saying Jimmy Butler could also join LeBron James.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's
They're saying that about everybody, but it's just, I don't know. A lot of people want to play with LeBron, but a lot of people don't just because of all the media effect that comes with it.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to be talked about it all the time.
I mean, y'all lose, he has no help. You win, oh, it was all LeBron. Like, you can't win.
Well, I mean, LeBron's in the news every fucking day.
Yeah, over some bullshit.
Yeah, whatever it is.
In my opinion, LeBron's the greatest of all time, but I think they'd ride his dick a little hard.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like they're just talking about him just because...
Yeah.
Like, it's a topic to talk about.
Yeah, like, and I get it. Like, there are days where there's nothing going on in the sports world. Like, so you just got to fill stuff in, but... Like, I saw the other day, it was something about LeBron was talking about how social media gets used way too much for certain things, and they put it on, like, First Take had it on there, like, is LeBron using social media to blast social media?
The other day, I reposted a post that he had put where it said, you don't have to, basically saying, just be yourself, don't lie about who you are on social media.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
And I think that hit home for me a lot because I used to be that person who used to put a life on social media that I didn't have.
Yeah.
And honestly, bro, with you know, all sincereness, it is hard. Once you get into that rhythm of posting things on social media that are like not really accurate to your life, it's kind of hard to stop. It's because it's basically lying, and lying is a really hard thing to stop. It's a really good, it's a really easy habit to get into.
Yeah.
And so I think that shit hit home for me because like, I feel like in today's society there is a lot of people living lives that they don't have. You know, they post a lot of things on social media that are not accurate to their actual life.
Well, I mean, one of the things that I see for a lot of people, and it's something that you've taught, that just in conversation with you that I've picked up on, that you've taught me and shown me, is a lot of people live to impress others, whereas, you know, why can't you just say fuck it and just do everything that you want? Like, if you're hungry, go and eat by yourself.
Yeah.
If you want to go play basketball, you can go by yourself. Like, you don't need other people in your life. You don't need to impress other people. You can want other people in your life. Like, I want friends. I want my girlfriend, all that stuff. But you don't need anybody. You know what I mean?
True. Yeah, I just feel like people are seeking for an approval that they don't need.
Exactly, like, yeah.
A lot of times when I see people on social media, things they post and the way they come across and stuff, it's just like, yikes, like you're really trying to get approval from somebody you don't even know.
Yeah.
And you don't need that approval either.
Yeah, and on top of that, a lot of people want to be involved in, they always want to know what other people are doing, always want to know other people's business. And you know, like Molly and I had this conversation not too long ago when we were driving back from Arkansas. Because, you know, every time she asks me, she'll say, like, oh, what is Josue up to? What is Jared up to? This and that. And I always tell her, like, I don't know. I also don't really care. Like, no, you're like, I want you to do well and I want you to succeed and all that stuff. But at the same time, what you do does not affect me unless, obviously, I'm directly involved in
right,
it.
So yeah.
I don't really care what you're doing as long as you're doing well. And we've always been one in the same of, okay, if you're doing something stupid, we're gonna call you out on it.
Yeah, because I mean, that's what real people do, man. I would love for people to, like, people used to get butthurt with me because they still do. I say things straight up.
Yeah.
Just how they are.
Exactly.
I might come across sometimes as rude.
Yeah.
But those aren't my intentions. My intentions is just to keep it real with you, 100. Like, I'm gonna say it how it is. If you get hurt about it, just let me know. Hey, I didn't really like how you said that. I'll apologize and I'll let you know, hey, that's not the way I was trying to come across. But
yeah.
I would love for people to tell me things straight up and try to, like, sugarcoat shit for me.
Yeah, exactly.
And try to be, like, all nice and shit, like, trying to protect my feelings. Like, no, like, if you told me something straight up, I'm gonna remember that because you said it so straight up that I'm like, yikes, and then maybe I am tripping about this or maybe I should change this or, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And then that's how it was from, like, for example, like, for me at work, you know, I for the longest time I'd go around and be like, hey, is there anything I can do to improve on, you know, just be a better teammate, whatever, like let me know. And a lot of people would be like, oh no, like you're fine, this and that, whatever. So I just keep doing what I'm doing, and for probably a good 3 months I just kept doing what I was doing. And then finally my boss called me in and was like, you know, this is what you're doing that's irritating people and pissing people off. And that really pissed me off because it's like, I came to you, I asked you man to man, and I told you before, and you're not gonna hurt my feelings, just be a man and tell me.
Yeah, man. I don't know what it is with the community around us these days, society around us these days, man. It's getting worse and worse every single day. Dallas is fucking hot right now with all these fucking murders going on.
Yeah, like, I don't understand it, man. It's just, it's out of nowhere, man. Like,
yeah, yesterday, dude, we were picking up from one of our plugs.
I saw that on I think it was Ricardo's Snapchat story.
Yeah, dude, they had, bro, literally, while we were, like, you know, picking up or whatever, there was literally a shootout down the street from us, bro, at that Kroger. We passed by, dude, cops everywhere. And it's just like,
I mean, I remember back in middle school, probably eighth grade, I think it was. you know, we're over a Woodrow in the middle of football practice and a gang fight breaks out. Like,
oh, yeah.
Dallas has always been like that, but...
Yeah, it's getting bad now.
Yeah.
Man. I don't know if it's just because too many people are moving here or... I don't know what's going on with people, but...
I feel like it's slowly gotten worse ever since all those cops were killed downtown by the guy who was sniping out of the hotel or whatever.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was scary, dude.
Yeah, I mean, that was 3 years ago, and look at it now, man.
Man, dude, did you see what happened two nights ago? Like this big ass fucking, I guess like a.
No. What was that? That light or whatever that
Ricardo
was
posting about. Bro, I was what right. What happened? Me and Ricardo were right here in my house, and we were smoking, and all of a sudden, would you see a fucking this light in the back, the light pole?
Yeah.
It went off, and then the sky literally just went green.
What the fuck?
Like it flashed green, bro, and then it went dark again. But it was like real fucking like real bright, dude. And we were just like. Bro, we were high as fuck, so, like, it didn't help that we were high, bro. The first thing I thought, I was like, oh, fuck, aliens.
Bro, I was on Twitter, and I saw Ricardo post. He said, has anybody seen this green light in the sky? And the first thing I thought was, man, this nigga's high as fuck right now. I'm just going to keep on scrolling, bro.
Nah, bro, real shit. That shit happened. It happened. Like, it didn't help that we were stoned, because, like, you know, you're tripping the fuck out. The first thing that came to my mind was, damn, bro, like, aliens, bro, like, what the fuck, we're about to get killed and shit.
I mean, I'm not saying that aliens aren't real, but yeah, that easily could have just been something blowing up in the sky.
But yeah, I think it was, like, some generator or some shit that happened, but yeah, bro, this one time, too, I remember it was a while back, it was me, Andrew, and Jared, and we were smoking at White Rock, dude, and it was probably, like, 2 o'clock in the morning, 2:30, and this white dude, walks up right across from us, and he's wearing a full legit Superman suit, cape, and everything, dude.
What the fuck?
And he's just walking, like he's
two in the morning.
Yeah, bro, he's just walking, and we're smoking, and every single time we tell that story, we're like, nobody's gonna fucking believe us, bro. Like, they're just gonna be like, yeah, y'all niggas are high, yeah, y'all niggas dumb. But it's a true story, bro. Like, this really happened. And while we were there, bro, I looked at Jared and I remember telling him, I was like, bro, what if this nigga just out of nowhere starts flying, bro? Like, like if this nigga starts flying, bro, I'm out of here, bro. Because his suit, bro, looked legit. Yeah. Like, you can tell he spent some bread on that suit. Like,
but, okay, so do you think that aliens are real?
I don't know if... So... I don't know if they're actual aliens, but I do feel like there is some sort of life.
Now, when we say aliens, do you think it's what the stereotypical thing is? Is it the little green guy that walks down and says, you know, take me to your leader or whatever? Or is it, do they look like us? Like, what do you, in your mind, what do you think they look like?
I feel like they're just some, I don't really have, like, a visual representation in my head of what it could look like. But I don't think it is... Like a skinny, big headed little fucking, person walking around or something like that. It might come in a different form, bro, to be honest.
I think it depends on where they're from. You know what I mean? Just like how we're from here, we look like we do because of our makeup in the atmosphere. Just all the different, like, particles and stuff that come together to make humans what they are. So I think a lot of that has to do with it.
I do think that there's other shit living up there, bro. I feel like there is.
I also think there's other shit living here. Like, I think
Bigfoot. On Earth and shit?
Yeah, I think Bigfoot could be real. I know it sounds ridiculous, man, but it's just... But the one thing that's stopping me is all these hunters claim to have seen it. Well, why hasn't anybody shot one? Why hasn't anybody got one yet?
Yeah, like, to prove, like, hey, look, I got one.
Yeah, and, like, I don't know, it just... Granted, I get it. Like, okay, you don't want to shoot and it be somebody messing around or, like, they say that it runs as fast as, like, it would take 3 steps for us, like, walking for it to walk 1 step. So you can only imagine how much ground it could travel when it runs.
Yeah. Bro, I feel like there is also a lot of shit living here that we haven't, we haven't even discovered half of the fucking ocean.
More than that, man. Like, more than that.
And we have not... Like, we haven't even... We've only discovered, such, like, a little bit of it. So, of the sea and shit. So, that's fucking mind-boggling. Like, what you can find underwater. Like, underwater creatures are fucking scary to me, dude. Like, there is some, like, real fucking weird-looking shit.
Have you ever seen the show River Monsters?
No, actually, it's on Netflix, right?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, okay. You gotta watch that show, bro. He pulls out some weird shit, man.
I got to.
Some weird shit. Like, in places like Uruguay and Africa and Peru and just all over the place. Like the rural countries, you know what I mean? Like, every once in a while, like, he'll do, like, the United States and stuff like that. But he goes in the middle of nowhere.
Fuck, bro. Bro, to be honest, I've been watching a lot of, like, animal shit, bro. You know, like, The Real Tarzan on Instagram and shit. And some other white dude that they deal with, like, fucking humongous tigers and shit. But, like, it's crazy, bro. The other day I was watching a fucking chimpanzee, bro. He had an iPhone, dog. And he was just...
this smart as fuck.
He was just scrolling through Instagram, bro. Like, he was just scrolling. And he found what he wanted. He clicked on it and he was watching. I was just like, what the fuck, bro? Like, that's scary, dog. Like, they're so fucking smart. They're really smart.
You ever think that Planet of the Apes type thing is gonna happen?
I feel like it could happen if some, like, some mad scientists do some bullshit. Like, some movie type shit. But I don't know, man. I feel like people do use monkeys for certain experiments.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
I think they've sent monkeys to space, haven't they? Like, they've sent a monkey before, haven't they?
Yeah, the Russians did a long, long time ago.
Like, so, like, that's fucking crazy. Like, that's kind of fucked up, because I'm sure that monkey died up there, but...
No, I think they, like, sent it up there with people, you know what I mean?
I don't know. Well, I haven't done my research on that, but that's kind of fucked up. It's like that nigga. They sent that nigga by himself. Like,
he's like, all right, bro, bye.
Bye.
If you die, we don't spend any money on people.
Yeah. See you later, bro. That's fucked up, but.
It is fucked up, but.
It's a small price, huh?
But would you rather send a monkey up there and let it die, or send people up there and let it die, or, you know what I mean? Like, let them die?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, a monkey's not, like. A family monkey not gonna miss it. It's monkey whatever, right? Like, they're not even gonna know. But
that'd be fucked up. That's fucked up, but it's true.
Yeah. It's true. Whereas like if you died, like, your mom, your brother, your dad, everybody would know. Everybody would be distraught. You know what I mean?
I mean, but I feel like monkeys, they have a certain feeling attachment to what, like, their kids and shit. So I feel like if one of their kids is taken away, I feel like they will mourn. But I don't think they will mourn as much as a human being would.
Yeah, and it's fucked, but, you know, it's... That's just the way... That's the way it is. People don't think an animal's life is worth the same as a human's, and to an extent, I don't think it is. It's obviously well behind all that stuff. Because if an animal's life was the same, like, was equal to a human's, we wouldn't have pet dogs and... fish and all that other bullshit.
True. Man, I've been wanting to go deep sea fishing, bro. Miami.
Yeah, middle of nowhere, man.
Fuck, that'd be a lot of fun, but I haven't had the chance to. I think this year, hopefully... Oh, so, if you want to come as well, man, Chris, me, and Ricardo, we're going to California in October. October 20th through the 27th.
Where are you going?
So, we're going to go to LA first.
Okay. Fly or drive?
No, I think we might drive over there, bro.
Gotcha.
But if we do not drive, we'll fly to LA, get a rental in LA, stay like a night and a day in LA, party for a little bit, and then we're gonna go to Santa Barbara, spend a couple days out there, and then we're gonna go up north in California. But yeah, it's gonna be lit, dude. We're probably gonna be out there for like a week and a half or a week. So you're gonna come, dude. You're more than welcome to come. I mean,
yeah, man.
It's just Ricardo, and Chris.
It's just gonna
now.
Be tricky because I gotta save up and, like, have for an apartment and stuff. So,
oh, right.
So I just gotta try and get on my feet first and see where things are at. But
yeah, man, I'm just putting that on there, yeah, just man. In case, you know.
Yeah, I appreciate the invite for sure.
Yeah, that'd be lit as fuck, too. Yeah, dude. I mean, California's fun, man. I love California. The weather out there is incredible. The people are incredible, to be honest.
Everybody's high as shit.
Yeah, that too, bro. Bro, that was me every day in Vegas, bro. Literally, that was like...
I remember I was texting you.
You were?
Yeah, bro.
Bro, so people were like, "Hey, bro, you went live on Instagram, blah, blah, blah." And I was like, "Bro, I did." And like, "Yeah, bro." Like, I was like, "Bro, I was gone, bro. I was fucking out."
Yeah, you even told me, you were like, "You're like, let's talk when I get back."
Right.
You were like, "I'm mad zooted right now."
Oh yeah, bro. For the photography thing. Yeah. Huh? Oh, so when are you guys trying to do that?
Oh, I mean, it's not gonna happen for a while. It's just like, I'm just trying to get a feel on what you would do, like price-wise, stuff like that, what your limits would be, all that stuff.
Yeah, so
compared to, like, you know, like somebody who's like professional, you know what I mean?
Right. It all. To be honest, it sounds a little weird, but a lot of things depend also, like, your venue.
Yeah.
So, if your venue is really nice and has a lot of things for me to shoot, a lot of detailed stuff, all that stuff is gonna be like, the price didn't depend on that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Also, where you want to certain pictures at, like if you want pictures out of that venue and like somewhere else and shit. Yeah. Also, what I like to do is not bring. I like to be very versatile and like not just bring my own style, but ask you as well, like, what kind of style do you want, bro?
Yeah.
What is it that you visualize for your wedding? What do you visualize your pictures looking like?
Yeah.
That way I have an idea and I can try to nail that as accurate as I can, you know?
Yeah.
Because you want to give, you know, the customer, you know, something that they're going to remember forever. That's a special moment. Like, they're going to, you want to make that as perfect as
possible. Yeah, 100%.
But to be honest, bro, I haven't done photography in shit, bro. I haven't done photography in a minute. I've been wanting to get back into it just as a little hobby. I don't want to, you know, not even charging people, bro. I just want to sharpen my tool. So if you only want to do a photo shoot, bro, let me know. We could just do whatever the fuck. I won't charge you anything, dog. To be honest, I just want work so that I can sharpen my tool. I've been wanting to do that for a while. I told Ricardo, like, bro, if you want a truck shoot, I'll do a truck shoot for you. Also, if you guys are listening, you guys want a photo shoot of something for free, should let me know, because right now is your chance.
Go, go ahead and drop your email and stuff like that so they never hit you.
Yeah, you guys know where to find me on Instagram, on Twitter. If you guys are really serious about that, DM me and I can DM you my my information, my personal information, my email, pricings and previous work that I've done, so you guys can see that. You know, I'm trying to get back into all that stuff, bro, because it's really cool. It's fun. You escape from the real world for a little bit. It's also entertaining for me to see, like, what I can pull out of my ass and do. But, yeah, I've been wanting to just get that as a hobby and do a couple of sessions with some people. It's also the podcast, bro, too. Like, I want to put as many people on here as I can. Talk with them about a bunch of other shit. Dumb shit, too. Just like the episode that we just had, I mean, that shit was dumb as fuck, but it's funny, you know, like it's dumb. So that's lit. But yeah, bro, whenever you want, we can sit down and actually, you know, if you want to sit down with Molly as well, and we can conversate about how we can do that. And
yeah, man, yeah, I'm down for sure. I mean, like I said, it won't happen for a while now, for a couple of years.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get things together, get an idea on things. Who the fuck?
I don't know. This bitch walking like she just got fucked, though. Okay, really? Ooh, man, she gave her some Reggie. Real talk, bro. That's all they had, bro.
Some of that fake.
Yeah, they got that Reggie over here. Oh, bro. So what's up, BT? When we finna light up? When we finna spark up, bro?
Oh, man, I can't be doing none of that, man.
Oh shit, bro!
I can't be doing none of that. I ain't done that shit since New Year's, bro.
Damn, bro. Have you heard that Denver and I think now California, there are Denver already legalized shrooms.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah, they legalized shrooms. I think California is on its way already to legalize shrooms as well.
That's dope.
Some shit that I would have never thought that.
I mean, I don't think that stuff like that should be legalized. Like, I understand weed, but like,
bro. You've never done shrooms, have you?
No. Nah.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, bro. All right, bro. To be honest, bro, yeah, I agree to an extent. I've done shrooms, so I know what it's like. I know what it can help you with. I've had an experience with it. I had a good experience, thank God, you know?
Yeah.
But it does help with a lot of things, bro. You'd be surprised. Like, people who are going through a lot of shit, do some shrooms one time. You'd be all right.
I mean, if I did, it'd have to be after I got a job. That you know what I mean? Because I'm trying to avoid worrying about a drug test and stuff.
True. Yeah, fuck all these fucking drug tests and shit. Fucking bullshit.
Yeah, man. It's some bullshit for sure.
But shit, man. Look, it's nice having you on the podcast, bro.
Yeah, man.
I'm glad that we can actually do this episode, bro. To actually sit down and talk. I haven't seen you in a minute, bro. So
yeah, man.
I'm glad we've been able to catch up.
Been able to chop it up a little bit.
If you want to give a, you know, you want to put plug your Insta, bro, your Twitter, whatever you want, dog. People can follow you on.
Yeah, this, man. I mean, you can follow me on Instagram at Seal Team Smith. You can follow me on Twitter at FatMoney11 with a PH. Yeah, add me on Snapchat at BaseGodSmith. Get at your boy. Let's go.
Yeah, go and follow my guy. I mean, he's a great dude. You know, I didn't talk to him in high school as much as I would have liked. We got really cool after. We've been really cool ever since. He's very understanding, very cool, very open about everything. But yeah, get at him. I'm very proud of him for what he's doing now. Taking his chances in a new industry, in a new field. That it takes a lot of courage to just leave school, you know, especially when your parents are really pushing for you to do school. And leaving that and taking your chances, man, it's all about risk, bro. It's all about risk. You can't get to the top without taking any risk.
High risk, high reward, man. Yeah, exactly. That's all it's about. You got to keep pushing even when you think you can't do it.
People stay in the same spot because they're too afraid to lose. You can't be afraid to lose. So in life, most of the time, you're going to lose.
Yeah, the only way to win is to experience a loss here and there, man.
Yeah, so I'm very proud that you're doing that, man. That's very cool, bro.
Thank you.
But yeah, it was nice having you podcast. You guys know where you guys can stay tuned. I'll be on Spotify. You guys can give that a listen here. I'll let you guys know when we do the next episode. I am trying to do the next episode on mental illness and depression. Hopefully, Ethan can join us for that. We have a lot of stories that we want to tell, that we want to put out. We feel like we can help a lot of people out here who don't really have that somebody to go to. And hopefully, maybe we can change a life. Maybe we can change your life. Maybe we can change a person close to you, his or her life. That'd be really amazing. I've been having this project in my heart for a while now. So, yeah, just stay tuned on the podcast. There's a lot more episodes to come. If you guys would love to be on the podcast, or you guys have a story to tell, or just want to be on the podcast and just talk about certain things, trip out, have fun, just let me know. You guys can follow me on my Twitter, on my Instagram. DM me. Let me know if you guys want to be a part of that. And I hope you guys have a great night. I hope you guys have a... If you're listening to this during the day, I hope you have a great day. But yeah, peace.